And even Jesus said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." He did not lay blame to the people that were beating him to death. They could not see it. They were under the control of Caesar. Completely, like cannibals are under the control of the cannibal king, and they will re-elect the cannibal king. And you'll see how hard it is when you look at Iraq, how people can, how difficult it is for ordinary, everyday people to stand up just to a small people who demoralize them and degrade them continuously. How difficult it is for you to stand up to your mother or your father, even when you're 50. Am I correct? Now, that is sort of, that is really just a complete lecture. Now you can go home. But I haven't given you the solution yet. We need solutions. We need discussions about it, about this. This is an overview. Isn't that right, young lady? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? So if I can get you to revolve your questioning so that you will see that in the long run, no matter what you say, if you realize you've been forgiven, and if there's a wrong way, there's a wrong way, because the preacher will tell you that Jesus forgives you and all you have to do is believe in him, and he forgives you. That's correct. But the trouble is you can be very suggestible and believe that you've been forgiven, and somehow, mysteriously, one day you will backslide, because you will receive the forgiveness from the rituals and not really know it with your heart, but only know it with your intellect. And you will be sort of emotionally high on it, which will obliterate, which will produce a behavior that is rewarded by the church. And so you have to go to church for reinforcement for your Christian behavior. But deep down inside, you're in conflict, and your children can see you're a hypocrite. You've got one face for the church and one face for the kids, because one face for your handler. See? But your real behavior reasserts itself in the face of other people. See? My wife's got a face for one person, another one for me.